This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As shelling from Russia's war in Ukraine echoed overhead, evacuees scurried atop military trucks or into rafts to flee rising floodwaters caused by a dam breach of the Dnieper River. The unnerving bark of dogs left behind further soured the mood of those ferried to safety. A woman in one raft clutched the head of her despondent daughter. Military trucks stuck in swelling waters raised the panic level of those evacuating. Nobody knew just how high the waters were. Scrambled to leave one vulnerable neighborhood Tuesday testified to the latest human chaos caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. The collapse of a major dam in southern Ukraine sent global prices of wheat and corn higher. The destruction has renewed market fears about the fragility of the country's ability to ship food to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia as it fights a war with Russia. Wheat prices gained 2.4% early Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange to $6.39 a bushel. Prices were higher earlier in the day, but declined somewhat in the hours following. The destruction of the dam has raised concerns about disruption to Ukraine's affordable grain supplies getting to developing nations where people are struggling with hunger and high food prices. Fiji's leader indicated his nation is reconsidering its security ties with China at a time that geopolitical tensions in the Pacific are rising. The prime minister said Fiji was reviewing a contentious police cooperation agreement it signed with China in 2011, which has allowed Chinese police officers to be stationed in Fiji. China and the U.S. have increased their competition for influence in the Pacific in recent years. This is VOA News. 11 House conservatives have staged a mini-revolt as part of the fallout from last week's vote to lift the debt ceiling. They tanked GOP leadership's efforts to proceed Tuesday on a mix of legislative priorities. The passage of the debt ceiling bill was hailed by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other members of GOP leadership, but dozens of GOP lawmakers voted against the measure, saying it did not do enough to restrict spending. Their dissatisfaction about the process spilled over into votes Tuesday on a measure establishing the rules for debate on various GOP priorities, which are now stuck until the impasse is resolved. Canada continues to deal with a series of intense wildfires that have spread from the western province to Quebec, with hundreds of forest fires burning. Wind has carried smoke from the fires southward, triggering air quality alerts throughout the United States. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday issued a poor air alert for New England a day after parts of the states of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota received a similar advisory. Last week, U.S. officials as far south as Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia, and Pennsylvania reported being impacted by wildfires. Fine particle pollution known as PM2.5, that's what's being measured. The tiny particles are small enough to get past airway defenses and cause breathing problems. An American-based aid group says approximately $900,000 was stolen from its Congo programs by members of the organization who conspired with outside actors. GiveDirectly said that it learned that people on its Congo team worked with those outside the organization to defraud the cash transfer program and diverted aid from more than 1,700 impoverished families over 6 months. The group said Monday that the fraud started in August of 2022. More than 1% of money delivered last year was lost to fraud. Analysts say Congo's decades-long crisis and widespread poverty have fueled an environment ripe for corruption among aid organizations. Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard will resign his position next week to dedicate himself to seeking the nomination of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party for next year's presidential election. Ebrard is among three leading aspirants for the nomination. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's ruling Morena party. For months, he has been juggling his foreign policy duties and pre-campaign activities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.